Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and know what's looking for your next read, then join us. Hi, Kelly. Welcome to What's Your Next podcast.
Oh, thank you so much for having me again, Laura. I'm so happy to be here.
I love chatting with you. Like, I love catching up, like, every so often. Be like, okay, what are we going to talk about? All the books, all the podcasting, all the romance. So I love having you come on the show, and you'll be back on the show a few more times. So I'm excited.
You and me both.
Yeah. So tell us what you've been up to.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, I host Boobies and Newbies, which is a podcast that's all about reviewing romance novels with newbies to the romance genre. So that's, you know, in full effect, releasing 4-ish episodes a month. I shoot for every Friday. Sometimes I fail, but you know what? That's okay. And April was a big month for me because I not only turned 30 in April, but I did like this massive giveaway that I called 30 Flirty and Reading, which is actually perfect because as we're talking, I'm sipping coffee from my 30 Flirty and Thriving mug that a good friend of mine sent me for my birthday. So it's just sort of serendipitous. But yeah, I mean, between the podcast and, you know, I teach online creative writing courses for university, and I've actually just started doing some PA work for a couple authors. So I keep myself busy. I'm one of those people where if I'm not doing something, then I feel like, and I know that this is a bad notion, but I feel like I should be doing something. Like, oh my gosh, what are you doing sitting on your ass? Like, you could be writing the next great American novel right now, Kelly, or you could be grading papers right now, Kelly, you know? So I try to keep myself very busy, and I sometimes keep myself a little too busy, but that's okay. That's okay. So I'd like to say that 2021 has been off to a good start so far, and there's just always more books to read. So I think I'm going to be busy for the rest of the year.
Yeah, I think it's just like, we were talking before we started, like before I was like trying to schedule meetups for in real life people in Chicago, since I've been in Chicago and I've not seen anyone. And I realized that I was like, we're trying to schedule things. And I was like, the weeks that she's in, I'm busy. And the week that I'm in, she's busy. And like, you know, it's like, holy crap, I'm so busy. Like, I left New York thinking I'm just going to like clean slate and not have anything to do. And I'm just gonna like live my life in my apartment and decorate. And the reality is that I have like 5 different jobs. Like, I'm like doing this, doing that, doing that. I'm producing a podcast and that has grown. And I'm like, I'm just doing it.
And that takes a lot of work. I mean, I don't think people realize, like, I know how much work bookstagrammers put into their reviews and bloggers on their blogs, and obviously the authors writing the damn things, but like podcasting is a beast. And the fact that, you know, I mean, I'm just out here trying to put out like one a week, if that. You are doing so much. You are podcasting, you are blogging, you're building a freaking empire. So all of us should take some notes.
Yeah, it's like a process. I think it just like it magically happened. Like, I feel like it magically happened. It was like, but it's a lot of work. Like, it's been like a process of like, you know, my Saturdays are days for editing, and like I edit like multiple episodes, and like then Sundays is like prepping up the show notes and prepping up the stuff. And I'm so like control freak that I haven't delegated to other people to do it. Like,
I haven't either. And I keep telling myself, you know, I started doing author interviews last season, and they've become very popular, you know? And so I've thought like, oh my gosh, what if I did like an author interview every week along with a book review every week, but I barely get out the book reviews every week. Yeah. Like, it really is. I mean, maybe that is the next step, but also, I don't know. It's podcasting is so interesting because it's kind of like a thankless enterprise, if you will. I mean, most arts are, right? Like, I come from theater and film into podcasting. What the hell was I thinking? But it's, you have to really love what you're talking about and what you're writing about to keep it up. And thankfully, I do. I know you do too. And that's what keeps us going. But I don't ever expect to like make a hefty sum of cash off of what we're doing here.
No, I don't do it for the money. We earn some money thanks to the network and all that stuff. Yes. But it's like, it barely breaks even. And it's mm-hmm. still like, it's a process. Like, you're still doing it. I don't check reviews. I don't do any of this stuff. Like, I don't want to know. I don't want to know what you think about it. I am just kind of like, I just do it because I love doing it. I feel like in flow, like a lot of times, like I see 100 author interviews, like guesstimating, and it's probably like
wow.
more. Yeah. Because I'm releasing like 5 episodes a week. Like, so they're like, Nicole, the pandemic basically exploded like in media. They were like, want to be on the show? Okay. We're going to, you know, like, there's no bookstore signings. There's no like, you know,
that's tour. True.
So a lot of publicists were like, oh my gosh, podcast, that's a great way to go.
Now, everybody just needs to remember, even when things go back to quote unquote normal, that we are still here. Podcasters are still going to be here. So please don't forget about us. I know I miss having like a daily commute. So I have my time to listen to podcasts and audiobooks for that very reason. And now it's become that I have to like vigorously clean my apartment to listen to podcasts. And you know what? That's good for my apartment. Like, it smells great and it looks amazing. So I guess there's some benefits coming out of that.
Yeah. I think I use it for cooking. Whenever I cook a meal, I just listen to a podcast and I use Google. I listen to Cheech's feed. Like, I actually like I, so I can listen to more episodes.
Yeah.
Just get the stuff. But yeah, it's been like, I think podcasting, I don't know. I see it as something that's not going to go away. There's a lot of money that's been put in by different companies.
Yeah.
For podcast as a platform, you know, beyond Apple. And that's like, you know, looking at the world.
It's true. Yeah. No. And it's so accessible. I mean, what's been great about more podcasts coming about during the pandemic and, you know, also all the panels that different bookstores are doing, or, you know, just bloggers and authors in general are doing, is that, you know, I can watch a panel between 4 authors, all of which are located in different places. And then 10 minutes later, turn on, you know, a different show or a different interview that's going on. Like, so I hope that those still continue beyond the pandemic, because as much as I would love to attend every book con or, you know, event in the universe every year, it's just not possible. So that's something, I know I've talked about this with B, one of the co-owners of The Ripped Bodice, and she was saying that they wanted to implement doing more streamed, you know, videos and interviews and stuff beyond the pandemic. So I hope that continues, even when we can go back to seeing people in person.
Yeah, I love that people, like, you know, you're able to, like, get to know different authors. Like, you might find one author you want to go and hear about it, but there might be 2 authors you don't know anything about it, and you're like, oh, let me give it a try. And then you discover, like, oh, this is a book that I should buy, and, you know, then go buy the book, you know, like, have it so seamlessly. Like, it's like a process of, like, discovering and buying the book, you know?
Exactly.
So, yeah. So, let's chat about some book recommendations. So, this month is Yummy Love. So, tell us about the theme and how did you come up with that?
Oh, Yummy Love. Okay. Well, I started picking themes for the podcast this year, 2021. It's our 4th season. And I just, you know, as the podcast has grown and my network has grown, I've been asked to read many, many more books, which I am very thankful for. Like, if I had the time and energy to read them all, I would. But I think I also have a terrible time saying no to people. And so too often I would find myself like choosing books for the podcast that I wanted to talk about and then having another one thrown in my lap. And that one would have to replace one, you know, because I don't have the energy to keep making more and more and more every month. And so this year I decided the best way to keep myself in check and just make sure that I was sticking to the books that I wanted to talk about during the month. It's a self-control issue, obviously, that I came up with a theme for each month's reading, and whatever books I chose had to somehow fall under that theme. So May's theme is Yummy Love. And anybody who listens to Boobies and Newbies knows that I am a hoe for food. Mm-hmm. I am all about eating, talking about food, cooking food. I more like to eat it or have it delivered to me. So I was like, well, there are so many books out there that have, you know, romance featuring bakers, chefs, baristas, or they're set primarily within a food related location, like a restaurant, a pizza place. You know what I want to see more of is romance set at the farmer's market. I don't think I've had that in my life yet. And so I'm putting that out into the universe to hopefully manifest some farmer's market romances. Yes.
I agree.
But I think the mark of a great yummy love story is how hungry it makes you while you're reading it. Like if you're like, I need a cupcake right now, then the author has done a wonderful job. So that was in a nutshell how I came up with, you know, this theme was an easy one. I knew that I wanted to do a month where I talked about food. I will give a little free preview and say that our June reading theme is going to be wedding season. So I'm excited about that. And I am trying to explore all different facets of what that theme means too. Like, you know, with yummy love, it's, you know, are they home chefs? Are they bakers? Is it a hero who bakes? Is it a heroine who cooks? You know, is somebody a food critic? So I do try to not just have like four books that are all the same narrative or the same type of character. I want to keep it as diverse as possible, both with the books as well as the authors that I choose too. So I did bring some yummy love recs. Although if you have any off the top of your mind too, I would love those.
Yeah, I got some. So we'll trade each other. So
okay.
Let's do the first one. What would be your first recommendation?
Okay. So I'm actually going to start with one that we will be reviewing during this month on Boobies and Newbies. And that is Accidentally Engaged by Farah Hiran. I'm sure you've read everything, Laura. So I'm sure you're like, yeah, old news.
Sourdough starter. Oh my gosh. Actually, if you have a chance to talk to Farah offline, she has a ton of hobbies. I think you will be a kindred spirit. I found a kindred spirit. She's a food blogger. She used to sew. She used to have a sourdough starter.
I love it.
Garden. She has like it's a kindred spirit of hobbies, like multi-passionate, like trying different things. I felt that I was like in my orbit. So I think you may like her. I made you an intro for you.
Okay.
So you will be like another kindred spirit.
I appreciate that. Well, and let me tell you, you know, I just recorded the episode for our review of Accidentally Engaged. And I don't know if I've ever read a better representation of food in romance. Like I really do think this is topping the charts for me. Like, I don't think it was my favorite love story in general, but the food element and the family element, which I think go hand in hand. I mean, food to me is very much linked to family and culture and background. And so I think it is a beautiful story. It's a very diverse story. You have two, you know, non-white characters as the male and female protagonists, but most of the cast of characters is non-white. We also have a diverse representation for sexuality. And I mean, it is a really beautiful story. And the food, oh my gosh. Oh, well, and there are a couple recipes in the back of the book. Mm-hmm. I mean, Farah was thinking when she wrote this book and was like, you know what? I know immediately after reading this, everybody is going to want to go cook something. And yeah. She's right. She's absolutely right. And so the fact that there are a few recipes at the end, this is like an A+ for me when it comes to food.
I love this. So I would say this is a suggestion. I have not read it, but it has food. It has a hockey romance. It has a grumpy and sunshine hero heroine. And it's Make It Sweet by Kristen Callahan. So it's all about the kitchen. A hero's baking. It's life away for the heroine in the kitchen. And he's an ex-hockey player. She's an actress. You know they're not supposed to be together, but they get together.
You know? I love that. And you know what? I've had that book. I think I got a digital copy of that book. I've had it sitting waiting for me, but you know, like all the other arcs that are waiting for me, I choose to go reread something else instead. So I will get to that one. It is on my list.
Awesome. All right. So tell us your next option. Next.
Okay. So I picked one that's actually a holiday read as well. Yeah. So I don't know how much you want to like think about and or read about Hanukkah during the summer months, but Miracles and Menorahs by Stacey Agdern has some gorgeous descriptions of food. I mean, literally the entire book is the hero and heroine putting together like a Hanukkah festival in this small town, and they go and try desserts and they go to a restaurant and order the food there. And then they go to a different place and try the cakes there. I mean, they are just eating their way through this small town. I think it's set in like upstate New York, but I'm not even going to pretend that I know how to pronounce any of the things that they're talking about in this book, because they're all, you know, foods in and around Jewish culture. And so I read this book for the podcast for the 12 days of Boobsmas, although my guest at the time is one of my very dear friends and she celebrates both Christmas and Hanukkah. And so we decided to dub the episode the Boobsmasica episode. But yeah, it was one where I was like, I don't know about these foods. Like, and I love learning new things. So this was one where I was like, damn, if this was a real festival, I would go there. I would eat all of this stuff and I would love to celebrate, even as a non-Hanukkah celebrating person. Like, this sounded like a good time. So yeah, that would be my next recommendation.
So speaking of holidays, I would say Mangoes and Mistletoes by Adriana Herrera. Hello, great British baking show, Dominican food. One bed, grumpy sunshine, another grumpy sunshine. It's just delightful. It's a novella, so if you just need a quick read, it's really delightful.
And it's a female romance, which I feel like we don't get as much of. Like, I think we get a lot more like male romance in queer romance in general than we do female. So I adored that book. I thought it was so cute.
Yes.
Okay, so I do have another holiday romance recommendation. This one, though, this is unlike anything I've read. So it's called Sweet on You by Carla de Guzman.
Yeah.
And
it's Filipino, right?
Yes. Well, and so what's great is like if people are thinking, oh, it's just like a Filipina heroine or a Filipino hero. No, this takes place in the Philippines, which is fantastic because it's Christmas time and she runs a cafe and the guy next door opens up a bakery. So obviously there's feuding, but also it's a different look at what Christmas looks like around the world. Like, it's sunny, it's hot, it's like 80 degrees out. I mean, it reminded me of my days in California, although it's definitely not that hot at Christmas time. So I loved that. And there really is so much baking porn in this book, as well as coffee porn. So I think, and those are two of my favorite things. I mean, throw in baked goods, coffee, and the holidays. Oh my God, I will read any book that has those three things. So I'm a huge fan. There's also a little bit of prank wars in the book, which I think has become like a real hot trope lately. So if you like some harmless, cutesy pranks sprinkled with like a little bit of like baking flour, you're good to go.
I love this. And so speaking of competing businesses and prank wars, I would say Kiss My Cupcake by Ellen Hunting. So it's a cupcake winery, cupcake and wine or cupcake and cocktails business. Mm-hmm. He's a bar owner. He's Grumpy Sunshine. I think he is. I think it's another Grumpy Sunshine. I think I have a thing for Grumpy Sunshine.
Oh, me too, girl. It's all good.
It's all good. So they're basically enemies to lovers. She's angry because he's doing axle throwing like business. They're doing construction. And she's like, I have this big old opening and this is like not filling my ambience. And so he starts making pranks to her. She's like, she makes pranks back to him, and then they're like, they start working together and romance ensues, and it's just delightful.
I have to tell you, I was this close to picking that as one of our yummy love reads this month, and I mean, it's, I don't have a reason for not picking it. I just picked a different book that also sounded equally delightful.
Yeah. There's so many books. Like, I feel like, you know, the more we talk about them, the more like, oh, I read this book. It's so fun. I read this book. It's so
fun. Oh, yeah. Well, let me tell you, I've got like several more. I'm going to give you, I think, one more. And then I also have a few that are not out yet that I do want to.
Perfect.
I can't recommend them necessarily, but I want to say that they are on my list to read. So the last one that I do want to recommend is Ice Cream Lover by Jackie Lau. Ooh. And Jackie Lau's books in general are delicious. Like, of all the series I've read by her, she has, this one is part of the Baldwin Village series. It takes place in a little area in Toronto where I think the one book is about like a bakery owner. This book is about an ice cream shop owner. And I forget what the third book is, but they're all yummy treats that are all within like walking distance of each other. Mm-hmm. She has a whole other series about a family going home for different holidays. And there are always holiday meals that everybody's enjoying. And she has a book coming out later this year called Donut Fall in Love. So Jackie, I think, is a woman after my own heart because clearly she loves food. But Ice Cream Lover is the one that I started with in this series. It is the second book, but it can be read as a standalone. And the owner of the shop is an Asian heroine. She might be biracial. I'm trying to remember it clearly, but it's been a while. But she has like specialty flavors in her ice cream shop. Like, she does durian ice cream and, you know, all different kinds. It's really, I want to visit it. And she's also a bisexual heroine, which I really liked.
Yes.
Especially because she partners up with a male in the story. It's a male hero, but she also, you know, they run into like her ex-girlfriend, like while they're out. And it's just a great reminder that, you know, whether you're, you know, with a same-sex partner or an opposite-sex partner, that doesn't make you any less bisexual. So I really loved that that was like a thread kind of throughout the book of her kind of coming to terms with like different things about her sexuality and like what that means. So with ice cream, of course. I mean, there's still lots of ice cream. It's not just about like her discovering her sexuality. There's plenty of ice cream.
I love this. So let's chat about some books on your TBR. What's coming up?
Okay. Well, I mentioned Donut Fall in Love by Jackie Lau. There is also another donut book coming out, which I'm just like, I mean, I love donuts. So I think people are finally catching on to just how much people love donuts.
Yeah.
So there's one called The Donut Trap by Julie. Oh, I might get her last name wrong. Julie Tew. Yeah. And obviously Battle Royale by Lucy Parker, which again, Grumpy Sunshine, rival bakeries.
Yes. And I would say if you love both her material, Alexis Hall has a baking one. It's called Rosaline Takes the Cake. It comes out this month, I think. It comes out in May. So that's like, if you love both her material, he's coming out with a baking one.
I am excited. I saw the cover for that months ago and fell in love.
Yes. So, yes, I have The General Trap and I got Battle Royale. Like, and I have like a couple other books I'm like on my TBR, but it's like the food. I just keep mm-hmm. on so hungry. Because if I'm just like ready to go to Grubhub and be like, this is the
food. It's so true. I'm so guilty of that. Even if I have food in the fridge, I'm like, yeah, but is my food, you know, like I have to put it together and it's not going to taste the same. And also I want sushi.
Yep. I cannot make sushi at home. Like I'm not that skill. So
no. I will say the last one that's on my TBR list, as far as like foodie romance goes, and I'm pretty sure it's already out, it's Perfect Matcha by Erin McLellan.
I read it.
Okay.
My gosh. It's like, it's queer, it's sexy, it's highly erotic, high steam. So good.
That's what she does. That is what Erin does. Her books, baby, let me tell you, like, so hot. They usually experiment with toys. Yep. They're usually a cast of queer characters.
He's teaching him how to use toys.
Stop it. I love it.
He's like, I bought you a gift basket of toys, which I was like, I would like a partner. Just bring me a gift basket.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And so over the phone, he's like, I don't know how to use this. And he's like, okay, so you do this, you do this.
Yep.
He buys him the right lube. He buys him the right thing.
I love it.
So good.
I love it. Yeah. Erin is one of the few authors that I've reviewed multiple times on the podcast. We've done her holiday romance stocking stuffers, and then most recently in January this year we did her like New Year's Eve female romance party favors. Oh, and I love them both. She writes men with men, women with women. I mean, it's fantastic. Like, all of her books, I've never been disappointed by her books.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I really love her books. So I was like, they're like a nice little, like, if I need like a touch of high heat, I just go to her. Like,
yeah,
that's where I go. Like, you know, there are certain authors that go for high heat. I'm like, she's one of them. Katie Roberts, another one.
Oh, yes.
Another one. I'm like, their levels of high heat is like, they're off the chart, you know?
Plus the title, Perfect Matcha. How cute is that?
Yes. Oh, so good. So thank you, Kelly, for the recommendations. So tell us where you can find you online.
Yeah. So boobiesandnewbies.com is going to be the one-stop shop of our website. You know, I've got links to swag. I've got links to our Patreon. You can listen to episodes there on the website. I'm also at Boobies Podcast across the social medias. I'm very active on both Instagram and Twitter. Facebook, you know, it's what it is. And yeah, new episodes every Friday-ish. So I hope y'all come over and check it out.
I love this. Thank you, Kelly, for being on the show.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share it with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For book recommendations, author interview archives, and other fun book resources and tips, please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com. The What You Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Network. To discover new shows to listen and love, please visit frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.